Adam Pengelly, good morning to you, good sir. Now, Lloyd Kenwell closes Adelaide base after funding cuts.
Yeah, morning, Berkey. Morning, Jimmy. Big news coming out of South Australia yesterday. Lloyd Kenwell, one of the leading trainers down there in Adelaide, decided to shut his Adelaide stable after the government announced some pretty drastic prize money cuts to the industry late last year. So it's probably no great surprise that Lloyd has, well, he always planned to shut his base there in Adelaide. He's sort of moved most of his stable to Caulfield, but he'd planned to keep operating sort of a satellite stable in Adelaide there and wind that down slowly. But after that government announced those pretty drastic prize money funding cuts a few weeks ago, he said, well, bugger this, I'm not going to hang around anymore. I'm going to close my Adelaide base, just concentrate and put all my eggs in the Melbourne basket. So another big blow to South Australian racing down there. That follows on from Philip Stokes, who's doing a very similar thing to Lloyd in terms of opening up a base just outside Melbourne there. He's still going to operate an Adelaide stable and then slowly wind that down. So they're losing some of their biggest trainers, some of their top horsemen in the Adelaide industry. And I don't think it's probably too much of an exaggeration to say that the industry down there is in a dire state at the moment. They really need some help, and the government's not coming to the party at the moment. So there's some grey fears for South Australian racing in the future. Another big blow with Lloyd Kenwell set to close up his base by the end of this month.
And what was the rationale behind that? Everywhere else in the country, it seems, and certainly in New South Wales, Adam, that prize money is increasing. Why is it decreasing in South Australia? And is that just the government saying we're going to spend it on other things?
Yeah, it's basically just the government saying they're going to spend it on other things, Jimmy. They think the money can be spent better elsewhere. We've seen in New South Wales and Victoria in the last couple of years, you know, multiple prize money increases. Obviously, we've got tax parity up here in New South Wales, which helped with those prize money increases. But South Australia is, the government down there is sort of, you know, cut a lot of their prize money. A lot of that prize money is coming out of their big sort of winter carnival of racing over Goodwood, the Sanctuary races like that. So that's going to make it extremely hard for a lot of those trainers down there in South Australia to run a viable business. I suppose the industry is still going okay in Western Australia. Queensland's had their issues. They seem to be turning things around at the moment, but South Australia is a real struggle for and a real worry for Australian racing at the moment. When they're losing some of their best trainers, it's not a great look.
Edward Cummings now setting up at Hawkesbury, of course, going out on his own. I think it was from January 1 after working with his father, Anthony, for a number of years.
Yeah, just saw Andrew Bensley tweeting about this yesterday, Jimmy, that Edward's going to set up a base out there at Hawkesbury. Hopefully have 20, 25 boxes. And I suppose he announced sort of a few months ago that him and his father were going to amicably sort of dissolve their partnership and everyone try and go out and go it alone and try things himself. So always going to be a question mark about where he could find stables. I suppose the metropolitan track, especially Randwick, is chock-a-block. There's not many pieces left at Warwick Farm or Rose Hill. So Edward's going to set up a base out there at Hawkesbury to start off with. A lot of good horsemen are sort of starting their training career out there at Hawkesbury. And Brad Widdop's got a pretty decent stable he's building up there out at Hawkesbury as well. So Edward wants to start his career out there, and obviously we'll see if he can get a few horses. He's starting to buy some yearlings at the sales in sales season at the moment. He'll be a long, slow build-up for him. We wish him all the best, and we'll see him training out of Hawkesbury.
Now, Adam, I bet you'd wish you'd have these guys' checkbook. Godolphin, planning to increase buying at the Magic Million sale.
Yeah, I find this fascinating, Berkey. They started buying yearlings again last year at last year's Magic Million sale. We know for so long they got their own, obviously, big operation, big breeding operation, a lot of homebreds they use, but I think they want to try and get some fresh bloodlines into their operation. And last year they decided to buy just a few yearlings at the Magic Million sale. Obviously, James Cummings is trying to get Exhilarate, a nice filly, into the Magic Millions next week on the Gold Coast. He needs to probably try and pick up some prize money this Saturday to shore down her spot in the race. But they're going to increase their spending again next week at the Magic Million sale. They'll be out buying a fair few yearlings. I think it's quite interesting. It's good for the Australian industry as well. They're good often going to spend some of their own money buying some Australian and New Zealand stock there as well instead of just relying on their homebreds. And we should see how much they buy at the sale next week.
Yeah. Davey Stanley and myself going up there for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I probably think they could outbid us. Although Dave Stanley's going very well. Good offer. But anyway. Kensington, of course, tomorrow, mate. You got a tip for us?
Yeah, I do, Jimmy. It looks a tough meeting on paper. I must admit, obviously, this meeting was transferred from Warwick Farm earlier in the week, just given the extreme heat forecast for tomorrow. My best is race 4, number 9, Shawnee. I was with her last time a couple of weeks. I think I made my best as well on the program at Warwick Farm. She just got stuck in the wrong part of the track. She still ran pretty well. I think coming back to her own age here, back on a drier ground from her middle draw, I think she can run a race there around the $4.64 mark. She's my best bet on the program. The value is race 5, number 6, Kawakini. She's a bit of a tease. I know that. She's always running on the end of her races. I think she finally finds a suitable race. She had no luck last week when the race was run classically slow in the middle stage. She had absolutely no chance from back in the field. I think at 1,300 metres, she can do something this week around the $18 mark. So the best is race 4, number 9, Shawnee, and the value, race 5, number 6, Kawakini.
Beauty, mate. Appreciate that. Good luck for the weekend, and we'll speak again on Monday.
Thanks, boys. You enjoy your weekend. I'll speak to you next week.